All right. I just want you to focus entirely on the voice you are hearing. You like this voice. And you want to hear more. You find this voice extremely easy to listen to and extremely relaxing to you. I want you now to get nice and comfortable, stretching out every muscle until you find that perfect comfortable spot for me. Go ahead, it is okay. You have no worries and no cares right now, except just spreading out on a chair, sitting back until you are nice and comfortable, or better still, finding that perfect spot in your nice, warm, comfortable bed. Very good. Now, as soon as your body is still and comfortable, you will close your eyes nice and tight for me. Have you closed them yet? Good. You're really getting relaxed now. Your body is nice and quiet. Your mind is nice and quiet. Your eyes are locking shut for me. You are so eager to listen and go into a nice deep trance. Just warm and wonderful and relaxed, ready to listen to the voice that is commanding your attention, commanding you to relax, and taking you where you want to go. Now I am going to ask you to open up those weary, droopy eyelids to stare and pick a spot to fixate your attention on. Find the spot. Got it. Very good. Now take three deep breaths, breath in, nice and slow, and out, closing your eyes on the third breath in. That's right, and out, feeling so relaxed and so good, and out. And as you do, those eyes just want to practically slam shut. Soon you are going to end trance, but first I just want you to do something for me which will heighten your relaxation each time you do it. I am going to count down from 100 and you will open your eyes on odd numbers and close your eyes on even numbers. 100. Your eyes are shut so dark and deep. Take a deep breath and relax. 99. Open them. Take another deep breath. And 98. Eyes closed. Very good. Just imagine you're releasing all the cares of the day as easily as you release the air from your lungs. Yes, that feels good. 97. Find it's getting more difficult to even try to open your eyes. 96. Eyes closed so dark and deep. Dark and deep feels so good. Good. Just find yourself wanting to go deeper and deeper as you forget whether your eyes should be open or closed. 95. Easy to forget. 94. Dark and deep is where you want to be. Difficult to remember whether they should be closed. And as soon as you forget, they stay closed, and you can just relax even deeper. 93. Good. 92. Getting hard to think. Deeper and deep relaxed. It's so easy to respond to my voice as I say 91. 90. Very good. And your eyes just want to stay closed now. 88. 86. Deeper and deeper. Easy to forget. Difficult to remember. 84 to 82, whether they should be open or closed. 79, 75, 74. The numbers are skipping away so quickly now that you just find yourself wanting to go deeper as your eyes want to stay closed. And every time you forget to remember, or remember to forget, open or closed, odd or even, you just go deeper and deeper, or deeper and deeper. 60. 50. Eyes closed and going deeper. Forgetting to remember. Remembering to forget. 40. 30. Feeling good. Responding to my voice. Relaxing hypnosis. Deeper and deeper. Now you are ready to really listen. When I say next, deep trance now. You will fall like brick in water, 1,000 times deeper into the state of trance. A powerful trance where my words will create your reality. When you hear me say it, deep trance, now that is your trigger to enter an incredibly intense and satisfying trance. Wait for it. And know when I say your trigger, something powerful will happen. But first continue to relax and draw toward that perfect moment of relax and surrender that you are craving, that you desire and need. You are deeply relaxed, ready and eager to listen to my words and accept my every suggestion, because that is in your heart, what you want to happen. So it's okay, just relax and let this happen. You are going to relax and let it happen. Just relax and let it happen. Let your trance and your imagination run wild. Let your mind's eye open up and let your mind now enter a dreamlike state where you know your deepest fantasies will become realities. And what we are going to do while you are in this wonderful state of trance is take a nice relaxing trip back to the Tana. Not only will it be relaxing, but you will walk away feeling even more confident and attractive, a brand new person. But first let's just get you all ready, focused, and ready to give into total relaxation, totally submitting to my hypnotic voice. You are just eager to let your mind open to visualize clearly, vividly in your mind the things I am telling you, eager to let them in, becoming a part of you. What you will do is let your mind focus on one thing, what I'm telling you to do and to see, but you will only find yourself becoming more relaxed and deeper in trance as you do, and as you do, as you practice, your mind will get better and better at seeing and experiencing these things that I'm telling you, until they are simply your reality, lots of colors, vivid images and colors, each one taking you deeper. And now you find yourself in this wonderful green garden. You can feel the softness of the newly cut grass beneath your feet as the scent of masses upon masses of brightly colored flowers seem to envelop you. And there's the gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly in the stillness of the air. It's almost a magical place, stretching into the distance as far as the eye can see in all directions. With beautiful shrubs, tall elegant trees and an ornamental fountain which seems to feed into a gently trickling stream. This fascinates you and you wander to the edge of the stream and gently lower yourself down onto the soft grassy bank and just sit for a while, gazing into the cool clear water, marveling at the sense of tranquility that sweeps over you and listening to the faint sound of the fountain splashing into the pool that feeds this gentle stream. After a little while you lay back on the grass and gaze up at the clearest of blue skies, and as you relax more and more, your eyes begin to close and you just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And as you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that your whole body is becoming lighter and lighter and even lighter, ever so light, that you feel you must surely begin to float on air at any moment. And then you feel yourself just floating and drifting, gently borne aloft and supported by the softest of warm breezes. And you can somehow see through your closed eyelids that you are floating in a sea of color, a warm sea of color that relaxes and comforts you as you just drift, suspended in warmth and color that seems somehow unreal and yet at the same time has a comfortingly familiar feel to it. You're aware of misty reds and orange and soft, muted yellow tones, gentle greens and blues that seem somehow like clouds and the deepest, softest indigos and violets that you could ever have imagined. And it begins to dawn on you that you are floating in rainbow, a magical rainbow, because in this rainbow, time and space doesn't exist in the same way that we usually know it. You might have floated there for just a moment, or for 100 years, maybe for a lifetime, or just perhaps for the blinking of an eye. You could have floated forwards in time, to a time that could be far beyond our future, or maybe back in time, back before your own lifetime. It gradually begins to seem to you that you might even be able to float here for just as long as you wish, with this wonderful relaxed feeling, just floating and drifting through this magical sea of gentle flowing colors, where time seems to be suddenly of so little importance. You are still pondering on these thoughts when you feel yourself beginning to float gently downwards, lower and lower, softly sinking down, down through this beautiful rainbow, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, until eventually you realize that you've stopped floating downwards and you find yourself on the shore of a tranquil lake, a large tranquil lake, surrounded by softly rolling hills that are shrouded in a gentle silver mist. There are trees and sweetly scented flowering shrubs, and grass is growing at the water's edge, and everything is bathed in a beautiful golden light, a golden light that seems to bathe everything in its warmth. And you find yourself marveling at the sense of deep calmness and comfort that seems to fill your entire being as you stroll lazily along the sandy shore of this wonderful lake, noticing with a sort of lazy curiosity that it seems to be constantly changing colors, subtle changes, blending so smoothly that it's difficult for you to know exactly when limpid blue has become a deep, soft violet, or when that deep violet became relaxing, translucent green. The changes of color fascinate you, and I want you to remember that pink is the absolutely most relaxing color, and when you see pink you will relax so much deeper and go so much deeper into trance. And you settle yourself down onto a small smooth rock and just gaze out across the crystal clear waters. Every so often, something just breaks the surface, creating ripples that seem to flow gently and endlessly in all directions, ripples that eventually lap against the edges of the rock that you are sitting on. You smile and lean forward to dab your hand amongst them, and as you do so, you create yet more ripples, ripples that shimmer in a kaleidoscope of different colors across the lake, interacting with the others and making new, ever-changing patterns. And you will remember the light, the colors of the light, and how they relaxed you, how they opened your mind while you are here. You are part of everything, and everything a part of you, and you find it easy, so very easy, to open your mind. And with that we leave the lake, and you find yourself somewhere new, deep in a trance you hadn't even noticed, but you're ready to let it happen. Obey your trigger.
Deep trance now, it has to be had. Deep trance now. Deep trance now, it's really happening. Deep trance now, you are not in trance, I am in control, you're giving me control, but the keys to the car, I am God, you are in trance, my words are controlled in your mind, let it happen, you are good to let it happen, enter deep trance now.
find yourself driving in a car. See it now. Driving, where are you going? And now you are pulling into the parking lot of Beauty Tan. It must have been a week ago that you came here for the first time, and that was the night everything changed. You don't even remember who you were before you became Amber, but that doesn't matter now. You can't imagine working for anyone other than Sarah, and you and Katie are not best friends and roommates. You walk in the door, and hear a chime. Katie is at the desk. Hey Katie, long time no see, you say. Oh yes, she says, as she seductively walks around the counter, and gives you a hug. Did you want to go into the tanning booth to freshen up? Sarah did say you need to go every day, she says. You smile. Here is your daily smoothie, strawberry flavored. She smiles, pulling the chili gloss from underneath the counter. The smoothie contains a special mix of vitamins that will help your skin remain silky and smooth. You feel the chilled glass in your hands. You take a sip, and you can taste the delicious strawberries as chills rise up your spine, and you feel your stressful day just melt away. You made such a good decision to work here. You continue to drink, looking at the Katie's lovely face and mesmerizing deep brown eyes. She smiled and continued, here is some more of the accelerator. Make sure to rub it on before you start tanning, handing you the small squeeze tube of lotion and moving around the counter. She spoke, now, if you're ready, follow me to your tanning suite. You follow, her heels making a click, click, click as she sways gracefully, sensually in front of you. Here we are, sweet F. Follow me inside. Inside was the same room you remember from the past week, with a short bench and shelves and hooks for clothing. You smell the familiar and pleasing aroma of cocoa butter. There is a large poster of Sarah, a bronze sexy she-male looking seductively, squeezing her breasts together. You didn't know what she wasn't all that night, when you sucked her dry, and let her come on your face. Katie moves over and opens the lid of the bed, with the familiar inside with molded plastic, shaped a cradle of human body. Katie walks over onto a panel on the wall and turns on the music that begins playing from small speakers mounted inside of the tanning bed. Well, see you when you're done. She smiles and leaves the suite, leaving you by yourself. You walk over and close the door, leaving it unlocked. You set your empty smoothie glass on the bench. You undress yourself, starting with your heeled sandals, your jean skirt, and white tank top, setting them neatly on the bench. Soon you are completely nude. Glancing once more at the poster of the female model on the wall, oh yes, the lotion you remember, you remove the cap and gently rub it between your hands, then evenly over your entire body. It feels nice as you rub it in. After some time you notice a pleasant warm tingle all over your body. That feels really nice on my skin, you think. Next you lay down in the bed. It almost seems to suck you in and down, molding perfectly around your body, your tension and stress just melting away. Already you are enjoying this immensely. You shut the lid and notice how tightly encased you are inside the tanning bed, not unpleasantly, just cozy and tight around your body. You settle in, you notice the music is so relaxing to listen to. You reach up and press the button, and the bed quietly hums and the lights inside flicker on. It is quite bright, and nice and warm instantly. Not too hot, just a nice soothing warmth. It is so bright you close your eyes, and even through your eyelids you can see dancing lights. Overall the shade of the light is a delicate pink. It is bright with your eyes shut, but nice, pleasant, relaxing. You are just feeling bright, warm, and peaceful. The pink light softly warming your face and body, the lotion continuing to cause your body to tingle, and time just seems to slip away in that soft pink light. Rapidly you realize you have lost all track of time. You have no idea how long you have been in there, but you are not worried. In fact, at the moment, you have no thoughts, no worries, no concerns, just bathing in the pink warm light. For a moment you even forget where you are, or even just what you might have been doing, and that feels wonderful. In fact, so wonderful you just give in to it. All you know is how relaxed you are, how you enjoy the warm soft pink light all around you, how you don't even remember your name, how your body seems tingly, and numb, all your muscles just relaxed and limp, and numb, no thoughts, just perfect relaxation, losing all track of time and place, giving into the warmth and light, the beautiful soft pink light enveloping your body and mind, drifting, timeless, nowhere to be but here, nothing to be but relaxed. Your body is numb, but you can feel your body is changing again, like you are becoming somehow lighter.
But you also feel the two distinct weights which seem to press down on your chest. The weight getting heavier, and your chest expanding. The weight is getting heavier and heavier, bringing you from a D cup to an IC cup also. You feel your penis begin to shrink again, getting smaller and smaller, smaller and smaller, until there is just a pleasant soothing cool breeze between your empty and limp legs. There is a voice, a whisper, maybe in your mind, maybe in the music, or you know you want to listen to the voice telling you things that you really want to listen to. It is your voice, that pretty girlish voice. You just know you want to listen. You feel every whisper going straight into the deepest part of your mind. You're sure the voice is in your head. It is your own voice inside your head, your own sweet feminine voice. I couldn't mistake it, telling you to relax and listen, to enjoy the warmth and light and listen. My mind is full of light, and my body is tingling from head to toe. There is no sense of time. It could have been minutes, hours, days. I don't care. I have no worries, no cares or concerns. I feel as if I am one with the warmth and the light, energy coursing, passing through me, seeming to ripple and flow and just washing away into the warmth and light. I feel pleasantly strange, drifting in the light, letting it consume me, and all my thoughts flutter away into the cascading lights that surround me, merging with the light. My own voice telling me to submit, to relax, telling me I am pretty, that I am sexy, that I am forgetting everything. I want to forget everything. I want to listen to the voice inside of me.
So sexy, such a desirable girl. I love to flirt and tease. I love women. I love to think about women. Love to imagine making love to them. Love to submit to women. I love women. I love to think about women. Love to imagine making love to them. Love to submit to women. I am a very submissive girl. I am so sexy, such a desirable girl. I love to flirt and tease. I love women. I love to think about women. Love to imagine making love to them. Love to submit to women. I am a very submissive girl. I am so sexy, such a desirable girl. I love to flirt and tease. I love women. I love to think about women. Love to imagine making love to them. Love to submit to women. I am so sexy, such a desirable girl. I love to flirt and tease. I love women. I love to think about women. Love to imagine making love to them. Love to submit to women. I am a very submissive girl. I am so sexy, such a desirable girl. I love to flirt and tease. I love women. I love to think about women. Love to imagine making love to them. Love to submit to women. I am a very submissive girl. I am so
I want
sexy,
to be consumed in thoughtless
girl.
Bliss. I want to be consumed in thoughtless bliss.
That I have never felt
that
before.
I have never felt
my body is numb.
My body is numb.
I feel
some things I feel.
But
my whole body
feels
so small and light.
And light.
I have never been so
aware of how small
and petite I am. But I feel it now. My body feels small and petite.
My body
feels pleasant weight on my chest. Too large.
I feel pleasant weight on my chest.
I am so glad to feel the weight of my big breast, as they are
so
falling so gently onto
my breast.
Two perky breasts are loudly jutting from my chest, and I can feel the firmness of my cute little fingers,
proudly jutting from my chest corner, and I can feel the firmness of my cute little fingers.
I'm aware of my body tingling numb body, how every curve of my body, my soft feminine curves,
and
everything feels so new, so wonderful.
I'm aware of my body
in my mind's every delicate curve,
however
my stomach shoulders, my body curving soft, right place curves. I can see everything in my mind.
So new, so wonderful.
I am so strong in my mind.
Such a every desirable curve.
I love some pleasant body.
I love women.
Curving
I love to think
right
about
places.
Women.
Love
I can see every curve in my mind.
I feel my soft blonde hair
falling
curve.
Just around
I
my shoulders
to clean
my back
like
a desirable
I feel my small
girl.
Delicate feet wiggling
I
my
love
cute little toes and toes.
And
my
I
tiny
love
hands
women.
Just
I love to think about
and my palms to
love
my
to imagine
and painted fingernails.
I feel my soft blonde hair falling just around my shoulders to clean my back like
mind.
I feel my
and
small,
you are
delicate
feet
and
relaxed.
My cute
I am so
toes
sexy,
and girl, such
and desirable
tiny hands.
I love to
be
relaxed.
I love women
from my
I love
to
think
about women.
Love to
imagine making
fingernails.
Love to submit
and
to women.
Moment,
I am a very submissive
girl.
And I see an image now of a she-male.
Your body
she
is
male,
perfect.
Your mind
is perfect.
Looking
and you are perfectly
tense and
relaxed.
The image
I am
is clear in my mind.
Such
and I am very aware of a tingling between
I love
my lips
flirting
that just seems to
I love
my
women.
I
love to think
unwed.
About
I
women.
I
love to imagine makes
a difference.
Love to them.
Like there is
love
making emptiness inside me.
I am a very
between my lips
girl.
And it is so
and
nice feeling wet between my lips
of a
my
woman.
Breasts.
A female
my nipples different tingling.
Muscle
thinking about the woman.
Seductively.
The she-male from the poster.
Where was
that poster? It
the
doesn't
image
matter,
clear
feeling
in my
simple.
Mind,
and in my mind
and
I start to imagine
very
all
aware
sorts
of
sexual things
between my lips,
her soft hands cupping my breasts, feeling them lovely as she
I am
stands behind me,
I
running her soft hands all over
so
my body,
sexy.
Just lost
different.
In the light.
Like
to submit,
making
submit to a girl
inside
let her take me
between
to
my
lips, just wanting to be
that
feeling
see wet
between
has a
my
lips,
face,
my
Sarah's
breasts,
face. Just then my
nipples,
mind wonders and a dreaming voice, my
thinking
voice whispers
about the woman,
your attraction
the woman
to and infatuation
poster.
With Sarah,
where was that
by the
poster?
Second.
It doesn't matter.
Every night,
feelings
you will dream immediately
and
upon
in my
sleeping,
mind I
and dreamfully
imagine all sorts
see yourself
of
happily wearing a tank top,
woman,
denim skirt,
and
matching heels, and
my breasts feeling
tan,
lovely as
when you
she
say,
stands behind
to
me,
tan.
Running her
how may
soft
I serve
hands all over my body.
Pleasure.
Just lost
you
in the light,
before Sarah,
to submit,
thanking her for letting me
to her,
girls and belong to
let her
tan.
Me.
As you stare at her cock you
just
long
wanting to
please
be
her,
pleasing,
and just like
see
that feeling
the
wonderful
has a
the dreamy
face,
image disappears
Sarah's
back into
face.
My mind.
Just then
I
my
just
mind
feel
wanders
so bright,
and
warm,
a dreamy
and
voice,
the pink light,
my voice
softly warm in my face and body,
attraction
my whole
to
body
an
tingling, and time just
Sarah
seems to slip away in
by
the soft
second.
Pink light. How long have I been here? No thoughts, no worries, no concerns, just bathing in the pink warm light. Where was I again? I just feel so wonderful. All I know is I am so relaxed. I am how much I enjoy the warm, soft pink light all around me. Drifting, timeless, nowhere to be but here. Nothing to be but relaxed and warm, safe and secure. Suddenly there is a soft sound like an alarm going off, and the pink light disappears, replaced by black, and I feel as though I rush upward into consciousness. I breathe in deeply, and sigh to myself, slowly returning to awareness.
But I'm aware that something is different. I just can't put my finger on it. Has the voice in my head always sounded this way? Of course it has. How else would it sound? Where was I again? Right, I was at Beauty Tan. I still can't get used to the amnesia from the tanning bed, but it's getting easier every time I go. I feel a bit different in my own body. It feels so nice, so new, so perfect. Softly I lift the lid to the tanning bed, admiring my naked body as stare down at my toes, my view obstructed by my C-cup breasts jutting from my chest. Giggle. As I sat up I couldn't help but notice I felt them shifting on my chest. It felt so nice. My breasts hanging from there, I feel so off balance with the added weight of the C-cups, but I love the feeling. I feel so light and small. I push up the lid and sit up, pivoting around my dainty feet dangling beneath me to face my surroundings. The heart is racing. I am so excited about my new body. My feet feel nice on the cold tile floor. I stand up and walk to the mirror and admire my new curves and breasts. You giggle. I can't help take a look at myself. Now I am smiling.
Seeing what a sexy girl I am, I watch my reflection as I cup my breasts, pushing them up a little, my fingers gently lingering on my nipples. I am looking at my reflection, gently tilting my head, taking it all in, just enjoying looking at my curvy and wonderfully tan body. I feel so right and so sexy, my own reflection is just fascinating. I shift my weight, swinging my hips, still cupping my breasts, my soft curving hips, my breasts, my shapely tan legs, and my face staring right into my own shimmering green-blue doe-like eyes. My mouth was making an adorable pout. My face was so cute, and my shoulder-length blonde hair framed it perfectly. Admiring myself, I feel great, so sexy. My hairless mound. Since I woke up, I had been fascinated by the feeling of emptiness between my legs. Suddenly I feel really horny. So very horny. I place one hand on my belly, slowly tracing my hand down my tummy down to my pussy lips, until I am cupping between my legs, just rubbing the smooth space between my legs. That feels so nice. Oh, wow. My finger grazes my little clit. Still cupping my smooth pussy, I look around the room, noticing some things. I walk over to the bench. There is my purse, a tiny pink leather handbag. Next to it are my clothes. These are so cute. I admire the white little pink checkered thong with delicate black lace on top, and a cute little boat trimming the front, and Jezebel size small. I flip the panties around, reading the tag just above the string behind. The bra matched, and as I picked it up and slid it over my shoulders, looking, and the cute slightly ruffled lace trim around the cups, and matching black bow in the middle, I look in the mirror. The cups feel nice as they make contact, holding my breasts in place. I fumble for a moment with the string in front. Next I turn my attention to the panties, placing them around my ankles and shimming them up between my legs, and they too feel really nice against my mound, and between my legs. Actually so nice, I think I'm a little wet down there. God, this feels nice. Suddenly there is a knock at the door. It startles me, my heart jumps, and my stomach flutters. Amber, a woman's voice. It sounds like Sarah. Can I come in? I am startled as my memory floods back to me. Oh yes ma'am, please do. I covered my mouth instinctively, just a bit surprised my own soft voice at stone was nice, and the way I had said ma'am just a little bit softly. Quickly I pulled on my skirt over my hips, and then my tank top, sat down on the bench, to slip on my heels, strapping them around my ankles. I feel slightly off balance on them standing up, but I like the way I look and feel when I wear them. Sarah opens up the door. I feel butterflies. She smiles. She is so gorgeous. She looks at me
every
and smiles.
Night. She will dream immediately upon sleeping
me to give me a hug.
The following.
I'm so glad you're here
you
today.
See yourself
I miss you.
Wearing
I feel a
gentle
tank pat on my behind.
Denim
and
skirt
my whole body
matching heels, sandals.
I have been waiting
tan
for this moment all week.
When you
and I'm
say,
sure you have been too.
Welcome
yes,
to
ma'am,
Beauty
I return.
Tan.
Sarah
How
walks over the door.
Your vagina
she is so hot.
Pleasure.
She locks the door.
You will
and
see
then
yourself kneeling before Sarah.
I am
thank
glad
you
her tan today.
You
your breasts
her
look wonderful.
And belong to
is
Beauty
to
Tan.
I nod
as
she begins to take off
her
cup my top.
You belong to please
I watch
her
as she moves
and just kiss
me.
That feeling
kiss me
wonderful.
While I
back
as she backs
image
me against
disappears
the wall
into
and puts
my
one
mind
hand in my panties and another on my breast.
I just feel so bright,
Sarah continues,
and
Amber,
peaceful. The
tonight
pink light
to take your
softly warming
you
my face and body.
Sarah pushes
my
me
whole
down
body
to my knees
tingling
and takes
and
off her skirt,
just
revealing her
to
cock.
Slip away in
my
soft
mind is racing.
Light.
I should I?
How long have I been
yes, ma'am. I feel shivers up my spine.
No worry, no concerns, just bathing in the pink warm
welcome
light.
To Beauty Tan.
Where was I
come
again?
Serve you,
I just
my pussy
feel so
wonderful.
Or I know,
forward,
as I am so relaxed,
mouth,
I'm how much I enjoy the
warm,
soft pink light all around me,
I begin to
drifting,
gag. She timeless, then takes it out of my mouth and pulls to be down but here. My panties. Nothing to be but relaxed and warm.
It is time to wake
secure.
Up.
But you can come back
suddenly
and visit anytime.
There is a soft
in
sound
fact,
like
an
alarm
going
off of your mind
and
will
the pin
light
to
disappears.
Run wild, be filled
replaced
with fantasies involving your life
and I feel as though
and
I rush upward into consciousness.
But now
I
it is time to wake
deeply,
up and
you sigh to
myself, the
slowly
to
returning to awareness.
Act out the rest of your night with Sarah's Amber. Losing your virginity by letting her fuck you, feeling completely as though you are her, and feeling everything as a woman. When you are finished, you slowly return to normal. But the word Ember will always make you want to return to fantasies of picturing and feeling yourself as a girl. And you will need to listen to this file again. It is time to wake up and on the count of five waking, but as Ember and remaining her until you have lived out the rest of the scene which is now in your head. 1. My mind is racing, I should too. I should respond, yes ma'am, I feel shivers up my spine. 3. Let's hear your greeting, Ember, I stammer, of course ma'am, welcome to Beauty Tan. How may I serve you? And my pussy tingles with pleasure. I am waking up ready to believe I am Ember. 4. Sarah leans forward, and I open my mouth, taking her cock and sucking it to get it hard, and her cock grows until I begin to gag. She then takes it out of my mouth and pulls down my panties, and my legs part. 5. Totally awake, very good, Ember, Sarah says, and starts to rub your pussy.